Hello, you have tuned into ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, investment ideas, and market trends. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. It was a peculiar week for pharma companies as shares of Dr. Reddy's tanked over 13%, while that of Sun Pharma jumped 11%. Going by the extreme reactions, it is tough to understand the near-term outlook of the sector. One set of investors believe pharma has enough structural tailwinds, while others are worried that the COVID-induced demand would soon vanish. In today's special podcast with independent market expert Rajiv Nagpal, let's take a deep dive into pharma stocks to understand opportunities and threats in this defensive pack. Listen in. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nagpal.
What is your reading from the results and con calls of pharma companies like Dr. Reddy's, Sun, Laurus Labs? What are your major pain points that you've seen?
See, if you look at the way the pharma industry from India has grown, it appeared, you know, every company was moving up in a secular fashion till a point of time, probably till 2015. And then after 2015, there was a major change. In the sense, some company decided to focus on the businesses which were more generic in nature. And some like Sun decided that they will not focus on probably much on the generic side of the business, while it will continue. But they will invest in having a portfolio of the specialized businesses. So what has happened in the last couple of years is that the companies which were focused on generic, while there was growth in profit, but all of a sudden because of the pricing pressure which was witnessed in US generic market, thanks to a lot of competition coming in from other players, what has happened is that there are some companies, you know, now you can classify two Indian pharma companies into two which are operating in use. One focused on specialized chemical entity, and the other one on the generic. So, generic ones are the ones like Dr. Reddy, which have once again faced pricing pressure in last couple of months. And some like Sun, where the because their exposure was not very high in the generic space, more in the specialized space, there the pricing pressure is not come. So there is a clear division. You know, it is a pretty much like what happened in IT services. Some companies were on doing IT services, same, you know, run-of-the-mill job. Some were moved to digital space and AI space much earlier than others and did well. So now, you know, Indian pharma sector focused on, largely it's focused on US market because that is where the margins lie. In that case, I think the pain point is for the gen companies which are focused on the generic part of the business. But in case of specialty ones, the point is there is a risk is that if their pipeline does not mature well, then all the amount of money which they invest, because it's not easy to take a product to US. The cost of, you know, taking product to US is pretty high. The charges which they have to pay to US FDA have increased tremendously in the last couple of years. You have to have a certain amount of product, all those things. So, in the nutshell, there are two kinds of companies in pharma, which one would be the generic ones, which will face probably pricing pressures and throw negative surprise on their margins, have a probability of throwing it on their margin, whereas the other ones, where if their one product is successful, for a couple of years, they would be able to sustain high growth and good margins over next. So, you know, there's a clear-cut division between the pharma companies. And then, of course, you have companies like TVs, which are not interested in them, and they are happy to be the supplier of the suppliers and continue to grow their in-house capability to bring in the specialty product, not getting into, you know, branded or any other kind of product, but be the supplier to the main company. It's very distinct, a stack kind of building for different kind of companies in the Indian, from the Indian pharma. Coming to your part of pain point, I think the pricing pressure for generics is the point. Pain point for companies which are focusing on developing new products and in the specialty space is the risk which they have on the, you know, the product not being successful. That's another point I would say that's the risk which they are carrying.
How big is the threat of slowing down of COVID-related demand which came last year? And also the coming back of US FDA audits to earnings of pharma companies?
Well, to answer the first part of your question, I would say that is a threat. I think that that would be the blessing for humanity. That, you know, if these companies, to, you know, let this COVID nonsense get over and let the world come back to normal. I am hoping that it turns out to be a big threat for them. See, what has happened during this period of time, if you look at it, the way there was a shortage, some of the unknown brands, smaller pharma companies, I mean, there was a shortage of vitamin C during the phase two. So there were smaller brands, unknown brands, whatever the chemist was selling, the people were buying. That is the reason why you saw quarter-on-quarter increase in the sales of the, in India. Every company literally has shown more than a 25% growth in their branded business in India or generic business in India. I think it will not come down. The only thing is the risk of third wave, which is very real, at least at this point of time. And I hope I'm proven wrong. There is no third wave. So if that is not there, but what has happened is that there are certain smaller companies which have been able to push their brand up. I mean, I was looking at certain ads from companies like Cipla. I mean, they have got into the, are getting into the domestic branded OTC kind of space. So there is an attempt to get into OTC products. Where if the companies are able to build a space, so whatever the dip comes because of the lack of sales due to COVID products, some of it would be initially taken care by, OTC products. But that's a long drawn process. I'm talking about 2, 3, 4 years kind of stuff where they will, that kind of thing will happen. Let's see. But I'm hoping that their COVID-related product sales are likely to come down going forward. In fact, if you look at even the diagnostic business, majority of the earnings for the diagnostic business, the super earnings which they have shown, was thanks to the largely to the COVID portfolio. Look at the volatility which we saw in the stock prices of stocks like Lal Tat Lab. So all those things, probably the management commentary from most of the players is that they're expecting it to dip. And I hope they are proven right this time.
Do you think that the market overreacted last week when it came to Dr. Reddy's shares, the way it crashed on the day before yesterday?
I think, Nikhil, overreaction was the result of an over-expectation. And there were some issues which were there in the report. I don't know, they were not confirmed about some inquiry and all regulatory issues which coming up. There was no confirmation about it when, this was a market rumor. And because, see, if you look at it on charts and IVV, pharma probably is one space which was overowned. Except Sun Pharma, which was not overowned, which has not been performing for last almost now 5 and 6 years. The stock, which was the best performing stock from the pharma sector, had not been performing for last 6 years. Except that, most of the stocks have performed extremely well in last 1.5 years. Given the fact that they are sitting on valuation-wise, they are not extremely cheap. So if there is a slight bit of disappointment, I think the reaction of the market is going to be little the kind of one which we saw as far as Dr. Reddy is concerned, sharp, because it's already overrun space, both in terms of institutional, also in terms of the trading positions. If you look at the open interest, pretty high, mostly on the long side. Call put ratio showing, other parameters also showing that probably more people are more hopeful about the companies delivering, and they're delivering. But the question is, when you see the management commentary, clearly shows that the push was due to COVID-related products, and that's going to come down. And there's a slight bit of readjustment which will happen over next, probably for this earnings season. But overreaction, I don't know. I mean, if there's no regulatory issues, then probably the stock probably would gradually start to recover.
Is it a good time to buy the dip in pharma stock, or is there any scope for further re-rating?
I mean, it's a good time. See, as we just talked about, every company now being driven by a specific individual company-driven factor. If you look at a company like Sun, if its specialty product does well, for whatever they have invested over a period of time, So I would say, in a broad generic way that, every pharma company is same, to paint with the same brush, I don't think that would be the right way to look at it. But yes, pharma is one space where the probability of re-rating is high because of two reasons. One, see, in last 1 year, China plus one is now catching up. And in pharma, and especially in the API space, there's a lot of scope for China plus one getting established in India. I mean, API is one area where we want to get back some of the APIs which we were earlier importing. We want to set up our own manufacturing abilities. And we have the resources. And because 20 years back, a large number of APIs were produced in India. It's only the cost advantage took them off to China, and they were smart enough to build on their capacities and abilities on that. I think that's a space. There is a possibility of re-rating in some of the pharma companies which are in API or specialty space. But it depends on individual to individual companies. There are companies which now probably have realized that, you know, branded space in India is also something they need to crack, because the on an average, the healthcare spend is likely to increase both on the part of the individual and also on the part of the government. You know, the awareness about being about having a health infrastructure which does not crumble in face of any crisis is now realized both by policymakers at a central level and at a state level. So, in my opinion, average spend is going to increase, and that would make sure, you know, that would ensure that a certain amount of growth remains there in, you know, literally across the space. So, pharma becomes a space which you have to own in your portfolio. The only thing is now you have to look, you know, far carefully as far the companies are concerned, because there are risks which will not come from the Indian market business, but probably from the global market business, where the price competition might not hot up because of the regulatory risk which might arise into some companies. And you just talked about US FDA. Mm-hmm. You know, that is one risk which was there, and in between, actually dramatically 2-3 years back, dramatically increased. You know, because in any case, wherever the exports are going to increase, those countries which are importing your product are probably going to be more cautious because they don't want to take any risk. And that's true not only for US, but even for the European regulators. But now that's where probably Indian companies have gone through that process. They're far more careful. So you won't find, lot many issues coming up. The number of inspection might increase because the number of filings which are being done by Indian companies is going to increase. So if you look at the percentage wise, we will pretty much same what we were a couple of years back. But yes, in absolute terms, you might see it increasing.
Thank you, Mr. Nagpal. That's all in today's special podcast. But do keep checking this space for more such interesting content. Goodbye.